Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hoff, before you get to the Mets lineup, I have to take issue with something that I saw you tweet last night. And also, I'm going to take issue with my buddy JJ over at SNY. The idea, well, let me take you behind the scenes for a second. So I was doing Sports Night last night from home after the Met game. And the producer texted me like, all right, well, here's a couple of topics we're going to talk about. What's on your mind? I'm like, well, we got to discuss Peterson, Tong. I don't trust him tomorrow. Like, I'm telling him everything. He's like, what about Soto? I'm like, what about Soto? Like, to me, he's not the story of the game. He hit his, okay, yeah, his 41st home run. That's great. He just missed a game-tying home run foul. Great. Okay, he made the last out. He hit a bullet back to the belly. Like, what do you want me to do? Get on Soto? And then, so he's like, all right, we don't have to talk about Soto. And then I'm watching the segment after I go, and JJ goes on for, a minute and a half ripping Juan Soto for not being clutch all year. And I see Hoff's tweet saying basically the same thing, questioning Soto. Not good enough. Dude, I mean, what are you kidding me? How are you, like,
I hate you.
How are you getting on Soto?
No, I hate you. I hate people that can't understand sarcasm. Did you read the tweet?
Did you read
the tweet? Oh, what? Oh, Soto, you couldn't put the ball through the pitcher? I mean, come on.
He hit the ball 1,000 miles per hour.
It was bad. But again, like, the situation was bad.
My bad. I didn't realize that it was. Dude, sarcasm sometimes is hard to.
And listen, I don't reply to anybody on social media because I don't look at that stuff.
Right.
I did see some people that were very negative, like, you're an idiot sandwich for saying something so dumb like that. The point is, I don't care what anybody has to say. If it's sarcasm, I want to put it out there, and I'm not going to reply to be like, guys, just get the joke.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get it. And in part because, like, I was perplexed that the producers would ask me that question. I was like, Who's thinking that?
He missed a home run
He's got 99 ribs. He's having a historic season by any standard. You could argue he's the MVP. Unfortunately, the Mets didn't do their part as a team. So you can't say he's the most valuable player because without him, they went to the playoffs last year and got to the NLCS. With him, they might not even make the playoffs. So hard to justify him being the MVP, but his numbers say that he's an MVP. I mean, look at the freaking numbers.
Okay, well, let's do me a favor. What did JJ say? Let's get on him.
So he was basically saying that he's waiting for, while acknowledging Soto's greatness, saying that waiting for that moment, when is that big moment going to come? Dude, look at his numbers in September. Like, we're beyond the Soto clutch thing and the Soto. He's driven in plenty of runs. He's had some big hits and big moments. All right, the biggest of moments, he came within 6 inches of having a game-tying home run last night.
I think it was less than that.
Against one of the best closers in the game. Yeah, maybe it was less than that. One of the best closers in the game. He's also in those big spots facing the best that the game has to offer. Like, he'll get it done eventually. He's also had big moments. So, like, the idea that anybody, I don't know if this is a thing on social media or not, I just saw you, like, I usually don't stay on there. Although I will say, we take a minute to interrupt this Juan Soto conversation. you know, we posted that Emmy video yesterday. I read some of the comments under there, and you would think that people would have some kind of heart. I mean, I was pouring my heart and soul out to you, saying how much I was crushed and being honest that I was angry at first and then sad, flat out heartbroken, to the verge, on the verge of tears on my birthday, losing out on the Emmy for the third straight time, third straight year to Bo Peep. And the comments were, takes talent to get that. You, who were you? You suck. How are you even up for an Emmy? Blah, 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 blah. Just nasty, nasty, vile comments and mean, mean people. But I don't read the comments and I don't let it bother me and I don't care about it. But I did see some of those yesterday. Okay, back to the story at hand with Juan Soto.
Yes.
And the idea that anybody would be ripping Juan Soto off of last night, a question like, what the hell? What are we doing here?
Here's the thing is, it's, and you tell me if I'm wrong, it's tough to have a big moment, like the Met moment for Juan Soto, when you've done all the other work. Like, you've kept the Mets in tight ball games. You put yourself in a position so Pete Alonso can drive you in. Like, it's not like he, you know, it's not like we're sitting at Juan Soto and be like, what have you done all year? No, he continues to be great.
And can I tell you what I love most about Soto? I don't know if we have it. I'm just odds are we probably don't. See if we have a Soto cut in there off of last night, or if you could find it during the post-game show. He is learning. I was critical of him for being selfish when he stole that base when the Mets were down and he got his 30th steal, being a numbers chaser. Look, I think Soto is, he loves the numbers and he loves to do historic things. That's great. He is also a competitor and does want to win. And he did say that last night when he was asked about, hey, well, 41 homers, your career high. He's like, yeah, that's great and everything. Go ahead, Dove, hit it.
I mean, it's good, but we just didn't accomplish the mission, so it doesn't matter for me right now. You're just trying to win, trying to go all the way.
See, there you go. Now, how much he truly believes that, whatever. I'm not going to pretend to know, but at least he's saying the right thing now. And I really do believe he feels it. You can see his frustration after an at-bat that he doesn't come through in the big spot. He wants it. He's done it before. He's the one proven commodity in this town. He's the one. He's got the ring. He's been the beast in the postseason. Not just with the Mets, in this town. So the idea that anybody would get on Soto after last night to me is absurd.
And by the way, yeah, I think I do genuinely feel that he feels that way because over the entire stretch of his career, he's been an open book. He's told you how he felt. Even if it's stuff that you don't want to hear, why would it change with 10 games to go?
He's not a BSer. Excellent point. But I do think, like, he has done some selfish things. And you could say, well, the way he operated last year, there was no connection or whatever to the Yankees. It was just about the most money, which we predicted we would take that. He obviously did it with the Mets. And even this year, like, stealing that base the other day to get to steal number 30 with two outs in the down, you know, five or seven runs, whatever it was, that's unacceptable. But at least you're seeing him learn from that selfish mistake. All right, let's get back to the phones here. 888-808-1019. Yeah, go ahead. Before we hit the phones, give me the lineup real quick.
All right, so the lineup is Lindor, Soto, Alonso, Nemo, DHing is Vientos, McNeil second base, Beatty third base, Torrens at catcher, and Mullins center field.
Torrens back in there, day game after a night game, giving Alvy a nice rest. Yeah, Mullins been getting some run here. I know he homered the other night, but you know, see if they could get let him find his way out of it. Elvis is calling from Orange County. What's up, Elvis?
Hey, Sal. Before I say something about Peterson, with Soto, if anybody ever questions this guy this year, I mean, when I go to these games, I expect everybody expects him to hit a homer every time he gets up. That's how good of a year he's having. I mean, the guy's amazing. Now, getting back to Peterson,
well, let me just comment on that real quick, Elvis, before you make your next point. I think it's an excellent point. Soto is so good, damn good, that the expectation is every single time he's up, you expect him to hit a three-run homer. He's like, forget circumstance, forget who he's facing, forget what he did prior in the game. Right. It's like, if he doesn't hit a homer or at least get a base hit and tie the game every single time because he's that good, he's failed. It's absurd.
I know. It's amazing. Because
excellent
when I go
point.
To the games, I mean, when he gets up, you just feel like he's going to hit a homer every time he's up, especially the way he swings. But getting back to Peterson, here we go. I still trust him. I'm going to tell you why. The thing that's been killing him right now is, like, if you look at that inning last night where Machado hit the grand slam, he's walking too many people now. He walked two guys, hit a batter. He only gave up one hit that inning. He gave up the home run. That's the thing that's been making him go downhill. But right now, I still trust him. You got to have him in there. It's either that. Is when the hell is McGill coming back?
He's out. He's hurt again. He's out.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he has a setback, I think, so he's toast. Same thing with Reed Garrett, by the way. We didn't mention it before. Reed Garrett, he's back on the IL. His regular season is done. Like, they're dropping like flies. Look, Elvis, you can, and I remember the call earlier. Was it earlier this week or was that last week? Okay. So,
yeah, it was Friday.
Yeah, you could choose to trust Peterson if you like. I do not. And I'm going based now, overall, big picture, yes, I like David Peterson as a pitcher. Right now, with the playoffs on the line, I don't trust him. However, I can't come up with a good alternative other than splitting Holmes and Manaea up, and I'm not even sure that that's the answer. Is that a good enough alternative where you might get four innings from one, five from the other?
I mean, you're going to have to do that. They all hit a wall at four or five innings except for Sprout and McLean.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, that's the way it's got to be. He's got to start. He got no choice.
But that's part of my problem. I don't trust them. And that, I think they're running out of gas. I don't think they have enough. But anyway, go ahead. We'll finish up with Tong.
All right. One more thing. Yeah, with Tong tonight, you know, I know he pitched terrible the last game, but his first game, he pitched pretty good. His second game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
I think he went six innings. He only gave up three hits, but I know they were three home runs, but he pitched pretty good. The other night, he couldn't put the ball over the plate. That's what killed him.
I don't worry about his stuff. Good call, Elvis. Thank you for the call. Get back to us. I don't worry about his stuff. BT and I got into that earlier this week, whatever it was. Yeah, I think it was earlier this week. I'm not focused on his stuff. He's a 22-year-old that had a meltdown in the first inning. Couldn't get out of the inning. I'm worried about the moment, the situation maybe being too big for him, putting too much pressure on himself. It's normal. It's not a knock on him. It's not a knock saying Tong stinks, get him out of here. It's saying that, good God, there's 10 games to go. He's dealing with the playoff pressure basically right out of AA in New York City. In the biggest game of the year, Jonah Tong, who couldn't get out of the first innings, making the start today. But I'm with you. I thought his first start was good. Now, I would say that in comparison to the other rookies, McLean is head and shoulders and waist and whatever's below the waist, ahead above everybody else. Sproat, to me, was more impressive in his two starts. Right, he's had two so far, or three. In his two starts. But Tong's first start was fine. Second start, I thought, was impressive in that he didn't have his best stuff, but still battled to a point where you would take six innings and four runs, especially considering the state of the Mets' rotation. The third start, however, was a uh-oh. Not that he doesn't have it or can't be a good big leaguer. It's that is the fear of when you bring somebody up basically from AA who's made a few AAA starts, as good as he's been, the organizational pitcher of the year, whatever it may be, that's the fear. That he has a meltdown to a point where he can't find his way out of the first inning. Like, I didn't even really give it much thought. I just, as I'm listening to that, because I was listening, it was Friday night, excuse me, and I was picking up pizza Angelino's, is that the place? I'm now addicted to that place. The Thinny Thin in Caldwell. You ever been, Hoff? You're not a Jersey guy.
No, I'm not.
Jersey does have excellent pizza. I mean, they got snakes and you know, raccoons and whatever else it is, bear and all that stuff. Skunk. But they do have excellent pizza. So I'm addicted to the Thinny Thin. It was the second time that I've had it in a week. So I was driving there Friday night after SNY a week ago, listening to the first few innings of the game or first couple innings of the game. And I'm like, oh my God, this can't be happening. This can't be happening. And my initial thought after, you know, they had to take him out without getting through the first inning was, this is it. We're not going to see it. You can't pitch him again. Like, I really didn't give it much of a thought. How can you possibly trust him? And yet, here we are. He's going to be taking the mound today. The BT and Sal Show on the Fan, presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. Andreas calling from Hamilton, New Jersey. What's up, Andreas?
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good. What's up?
Well, what can we change up the lineup at least? And I mean, Beatty's been pretty darn good for us. Can we have maybe Beatty batting in the two slot, and then maybe shake up the lineup a little more? Maybe put Nemo at three, Soto at four, Alonso at five, and see what that does. I think Soto gives us the best opportunity to produce in these absolute clutch moments. Now, why don't we put him in that cleanup spot? Beatty
at the two spot. I think anything that involves, and I appreciate the creativity, Andreas, and thank you for the call. I think anything that involves moving Juan Soto in that lineup is crazy. Same thing with Alonso, actually. I would not move Soto or Alonso. Now, if you want to tell me that, and I saw that it's on social media. I don't know if somebody that I know had it or I just happened to see it. Somebody suggested moving Beatty up into Nimmo's spot. I would not do that myself, but if you want to suggest that, I don't think that that's crazy. Beatty has been that good since the All-Star break, and I just don't trust Brandon Nimmo. So you want to tell me that there's a situation where you would go Lindor, Soto, Alonso, Beatty, Vientos, Nimmo? I'm not going to push back on that tremendously. I'm okay if you want to change that up a little bit. I am not moving Juan Soto at all, and nor am I moving Alonso. I mean, that's where the Mets' bread and butter is, Lindor, Soto, Alonso. And you move them down, gives them less of a chance to come up. Soto wouldn't have been up in that spot yesterday at the end of the game. Ryan is calling from Tarrytown. What's up, Ryan?
Good morning, Sal. Thanks for taking my call. I'm headed into Citi Field right now. I'm nervous, excited, but also have that bad feeling that you're talking about. I think it's a real shame what the pitching staff's doing with this offense. I mean, our ERA is like 6. You can't expect a team to score 7 runs a game, and these guys do it more than half the time. We were the best team in baseball since June 15th last year, and Stearns, not to criticize too much, but he came back with a totally different pitching staff. I think it's a shame what they're letting this offense go to waste.
But the offense also needs to take a hit, Ryan, and thank you for the call. They have been inconsistent, and they also haven't shown the ability to battle back. I mean, the fact that the Mets are 0 for 60, whatever it may be, 65 now, something like that, when trailing after 8 innings, that's not on the starting pitchers. That's on the offense. This team was built to score runs. All the money is invested in the lineup. Minimal investments in the starting rotation. You familiar with the term, you get what you pay for? Well, the Mets haven't gotten what they've paid for out of the lineup consistently. They did get what they paid for with the rotation. Didn't spend any money on it. That's what you get. You try to go in a different route with getting a reliever converted to a starter. You go get Frankie Montas. You ask for that. They got what they paid for in the rotation. But the lineup has not done its job. They were supposed to be an elite offensive team. To the point we're going into the season, we're talking about it being one of the best offensive teams in the history of the franchise, maybe since 2006 at the very least, which was a loaded offensive team in 2006. We know how it ended, but that team was loaded. This team was drawing comparisons to that team. It's not even close. Soto, Alonso, I guess Lindor. Yes, everybody else, not even close. Not even in the same universe. As we learned yesterday, the universe trumps all. Bigger than the stratosphere and the world. A little PSA from SAL. Always learning here on the BT and Sal Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.